You're ready to absolutely jumpstart your wholesaling business. Well, here is a 90-day action plan. Here we go.
You are listening to another TTP Breakout with Brent Daniels on the Wholesale Hotline Podcast.
I'm Brent Daniels, and I have put together and written down a 90-day action plan for your wholesaling business. Now, this is for somebody that is just starting out, or if you do have some experience, this is how you add a lot of extra deals in the next 90 days. Now, let's start with this question. Why did I break it down to 90 days? I think it is vitally important that you put together a year plan. I get it, but you have to chunk it down to 90 days because one, it's short enough to where you can stay. It can keep your attention, but it's not too short to the point where if you don't make it happen in this week or this month or whatever, you just quit and you stop and you don't keep going and you don't keep building the momentum in your business. This business is all about momentum. It is all about stacking the wins on top of each other. So 90 days is the perfect, the most beautiful timeline to be able to chart and really look at the data of your business, to really look at the actions that you have taken, the actions that you take on a daily basis, and what are the effects, right? Cause and effect on all of this. So that's why we're breaking it down to 90 days. Now, number one here, I want you to write down a realistic goal of how many deals you want to do, okay? Don't focus on the money right now, okay? Focus on the amount of deals that you want to do. Because if you've never done a deal, the difference between belief land and fact land is ginormous, okay? Once you go from that point where you believe you can do something to where it's a fact, everything changes in your mind. Everything redirects in your mind, and you know, you now know that you have confidence, you have faith that you can do it again, okay? So that's really, really important. Track the amount of deals that you want to do. Now, listen to me. There's an important word that I said there. It is realistic, okay? Unless you have a gigantic marketing budget that you can throw at a marketing campaign and or hire a dozen or 15 cold callers right now, you are not going to go from zero to 100 deals in the next 90 days. You're not, okay? So it has to be realistic because what people do is they have these fantasies and they go out and they want to go 10x. And I get it. You want to be passionate. And if you don't hit it, you're further, you know, aim for the moon. If you don't hit it, you land amongst the stars, whatever the hell that means. You know what I mean? Like, get something realistic to where you can build your confidence from, okay? That you can build your business from. You can get your commitment to it and build that confidence, that courage that you need, okay? So get something that's absolutely realistic. Get an accountability partner. Okay, if you are out there and your family's not supporting you and your job's not, so your boss and your job's not supporting you, maybe your spouse isn't supporting you, your friends think you're a wackadoo because they don't even know what wholesaling is, get somebody that's in this world, get an accountability partner. Guys, they're on every Facebook group you can imagine. Find somebody, find five people and one will last. I'm telling you, most people are just full of it when they come to actually committing to this business. So really, really, really find somebody that's going to do this work with you. Find somebody that watches this video, is like, I want to do this, watches and does, you know, has a game plan, has a strategy, has the passion and the commitment that you do, and have an accountability partner. Because I'm telling you, if you share your results with this accountability partner every week, every month, this is going to be so much easier and so much more successful for you. Got it? Understand priority management. Listen, I'm saying a lot of these key things right now, and it's not really the nuts and bolts. And how many people should I talk to? And how many? I'm getting there. Promise you, I am getting there. Priority management. I'm building the foundation so that you can be successful in this 90-day period. Priority management. It is not about time management, okay? We do not live in a country where you have to walk 9 miles to get clean water and 9 miles back, and then you got to fit in everything else in your day. Okay, everything is made to order here, okay? You have time, you have 168 hours. If you sleep 56 hours out of that, you have 112 left. Even if you have a full-time job of 40 hours, you have over 70 hours left. What is your priority management? This is not time management. How much time are you watching TV? How much time are you goofing around? How much time are you at the bar? How much time are you running around doing nonsense? Okay, this is about priority. If you're gonna be serious about the wholesaling business, in the next 90 days, you have to make it a priority. This has to be an obsession for you. If this is an obsession, your priority is going to, there's a priority for this business, this work, the actions you're going to take, it's going to shoot through the roof and you will win. It is flawless. Okay. I like this part. Set a 90-day reward. Set a 90-day reward. Okay. What is it? Is it a nice pen? Is it a new phone? Is it paying off debts? Is it putting money away for your kids' college? Is it paying down your mortgage? What's your 90-day reward? Set it. Put it in front of you. Keep it in front of you. What's your 90-day reward that you're going to reward yourself with, right? Like with my company, the yearly reward is broken down into what we need to do quarterly, but the yearly reward is we go on a trip. Last year was Kauai, this year's Costa Rica, right? So what is the 90-day reward that you're going to set for yourself? If it's a trip. If it's something, just set a reward and it's something that you are going to go for. It's really, really, really important. Listen, now we're going to get into the nuts and bolts of all this. Okay, listen to me. If you are not driving for dollars, right? If you're not driving for dollars, you are losing out on hundreds of thousands of dollars this year. I am telling you, with everybody getting lists, with everybody buying the same list, with the internet being what it is, which is an unbelievable resource that most people didn't have, you can go on any chat room or Facebook page or Instagram or whatever and find lists to buy. Guess what? When you're buying those lists, everybody's buying those lists. Guess what happens when everybody buys those lists? Everybody markets to those lists. Guess what happens then? You have competition. Listen to me. Download the Deal Machine app. I'm telling you, put in coupon code TTP. You get it for $9 off a month, but download the Deal Machine app. I'm telling you, drive around the neighborhoods and go and get at least, listen to me. This is the like action items I'm giving you. Get at least 100 addresses a week. 100 addresses a week. Get it into your Deal Machine app and get those skip traced. Get their phone numbers. Okay, you can go door knock them if you want. I don't care. But it's a lot more, you can leverage your time and leverage your ability to communicate with more people if you use the phone. So get those, skip trace at batchskiptracing.com. Make sure you put in TTP for the coupon code. You get it at 18 cents an address. Next, I'm going to put a link to download the TTP script, okay? Get the script and listen to me, practice it. That sounds bananas, but practice it. Do you think NBA players never practice free throws or jump shots or plays or anything? They practice it over and over and over and over till it's perfect. You need to practice and it needs to be perfect practice. I don't want you to practice with no enthusiasm and making up your own things and really working it and doing it with no confidence. No, you need to work on the script. You need to watch your tone of voice. Okay, your tone, it needs to be kind and optimistic. In your mind right now, whoever you think is the kindest and most optimistic person in your life, that has to be you on the phone. That has to be you, okay? Kind and optimistic, okay? Next, watch your pacing. Don't bulldoze people by going too fast. Don't go slow because you're an analytical mind and you want to take time to make sure people are hearing exactly what you say. No, understand the tone, mirror and match that of the actual property owner that you're talking to, okay? Practice, 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 and practice active listening. Listen to me, active listening. Now, obviously, all these things are all about being proactive. So let me rewind it just a second. You got to be proactive. You got to go out and you got to create the business. Do not buy it. Create the business right now. Keep your marketing budget low and go out and create the business. So that's what this is all about. This is all about TTP, baby. This is all about talking to people on a daily basis. So go and active listening. Active listening is you not being silent while somebody's talking on the phone. You say reaffirming things like, sure, uh-huh. Okay, got it. 3 bedrooms. Yep, sure. Okay, you've owned it for 40 years. Oh, wow, that's incredible. Uh-huh, sure. If you are silent on the other line, you will sound like a telemarketer that is in India or the Philippines or South America, that they're just reading from a script and responding on a script. You need to have interaction for people to open up. Active listening, huge, okay? Listen to me. Work on your skills every single day. What that means is every time you get an objection, I don't care if it's face-to-face, over the phone, whatever it is, you need to write down that objection and find 3 responses for it and practice them. 3 responses for it, okay? There's a ton of different responses. You got to get into what you feel is going to be the most effective. You can Google it. You can look it up. You can YouTube it. You can find it. You can ask people that are doing it. You can find people that are amazing at this like sales process and really get it, but you need to write down all the objections you're getting and master them. You should be like a gunslinger. When somebody throws an objection at you, you should be able to just boom and get a good quality objection handler in your arsenal right now, okay? Set a minimum goal for the amount of new property owners you're gonna talk to on a daily basis. I highly suggest it be 10 every day. 10 new homeowners every single day that you ask them, would they consider an offer on their property? 10, make that a minimum. It could be more, absolutely it could be more. My guy's downstairs making cold calls right now, talk to 80 to 100 a day, and I have 8 of them, okay? So you can't lose in that business. But if it's just you out there hustling every single day, make a minimum of at least 10 new owner contacts every single day. You can do that by driving around, use the Deal Machine app, skip trace it, boom, put it into a dialer, put it into mojosells.com or hand dial them, I don't care. Call them up and talk to them. There you go. Follow up every single day, no exceptions. There should not be a day that goes by that you are not following up with your leads. This is a crucial, critical error I see all the time, okay? People have no problem making a cold call and talking to somebody, but now that they're on the hook, they're like, oh no, what am I gonna do? I don't wanna do lead follow-up. I'll call them tomorrow, it's not a good day today. Oh, I've got a lot of things going on. I wanna make sure that I'm sitting down in my office, in my house, making the calls so that I'm not distracted by anything. Just follow up. All it is picking up the phone. Don't even think about it. Just pick up the phone, dial the number, talk to them, okay? Follow up every single day, and every single day, wake up with this question in mind. Who's going to sign a contract today? Who's gonna sign a contract today? If you wake up with that, I'm telling you, everything changes. You're gonna look for it. You find what you look for, right? If you go out and you start saying, I wanna buy a Toyota Tacoma, and you're gonna start seeing a Toyota Tacoma everywhere on the street when you didn't notice them at all before, right? You find what you're looking for. That's the way our human brain works, okay? Pre-qualified every single lead, every single time, based on the 4 pre-qualifiers. Condition of the house, timeline to sell, motivation to sell, and what price do they want? Pre-qualify it because it's gonna save you a ton of time. You will waste so much time if you're driving around with unpre-qualified people that'll never do business with you. So I'm telling you, pre-qualify them every single time. So let's recap a little bit here. We are setting our 90-day goals. We're setting our 90-day rewards. We're being realistic. We are setting up, we're setting up our business to be proactive. We're talking to at least 10 people a day. We're getting 100 people from our Driving for Dollars list a week. We're getting them skip trace so that we can call them, so that we can leverage our time. Next, you need to network and build your cash buyer database to at least 100 people. At least 100 people. There's so many different strategies for building your cash buyer database. I'll do a ton of videos on it, rest assured. But here is the easy, simple thing. Just find people that are buying properties with cash, okay? Find people, get a realtor to find you every flip property going on or any cash sale that's going on, or look it up on List Source and get all of those addresses, skip trace them and get the phone number and talk to those people, okay? Get into networking groups, go to meetup groups, get on Facebook pages, whatever it is, find them on Craigslist, whatever it means, whatever you need to do, talk to your title companies, talk to your private money, hard money lenders, all of these people. Build it to 100 people in this next 90 days, okay? Next, here it is, so important. And I wanna make a specific distinction here. I want you to be patient. Now, when I say be patient, that doesn't mean don't be productive. Don't take action. Don't sit around doing nothing. What it means is you need to build this thing up. It is momentum. It is a snowball. It is a train starting on the tracks real slow, real slow, real slow, until it builds up the momentum. You need to be patient, but absolutely productive, absolutely action-based, absolutely proactive, okay? So we're gonna set 90-day goals. We're gonna write them down. We're gonna have a specific reward. We're going to be realistic. We're gonna get 100 Driving for Dollars a week. We're gonna talk to 10 a day. We're gonna build our cash buyers base up to 100 a day. We're gonna download the script. We're gonna practice the script. We're gonna write down every objection that we get and find 3 responses to it. We're gonna build our skills. We're gonna build our confidence. And remember the 4 C's, okay? You gotta be committed, commitment first, courage, competence, and then confidence, the four C's, okay? That is your 90-day action plan. Don't get distracted. Take massive action. Be an absolutely rhinoceros with this, and you will win. I love you guys. I'm so excited to see your results in the next 90 days. You guys are amazing. I am so grateful to be able to provide as much value as I can to you guys. I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Wholesale Hotline. Join me every Wednesday at 10 o'clock Arizona time on the Brent Daniels YouTube channel to answer any questions that you have about wholesaling, real estate investing, and building wealth. I will see you there. And as always, I encourage you to go out there and talk to people. See ya. Love you.